With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana's communal, agrarian, Hutterite colonies are unfamiliar to many outsiders, but a new, first-of-its-kind study shows the religious sect's statewide economic impact can't be ignored. Edward O'Brien reports.
Hutterite communities pack an economic wallop, even in non-Hutterite sectors of Montana's economy. That's according to a study released Tuesday by researchers at the University of Montana and Montana State University. Patrick Barkey, director of UM's Bureau of Business and Economic Research, says Montana
is larger, contains more jobs, has more income, has more production, and has more people because of the presence of the Hutterite communities in the economy.
Specifically, the researchers found Montana's Hutterites produce more than 2,100 year-round jobs, contribute over $365 million in annual spending for the state, and added more than 5,300 people to Montana's economy. BBER teamed up with the MSU Departments of Agricultural Economics and Economics, the university's College of Ag, and its extension office to produce the study. Montana State economist Joel Schumacher says the Hutterites contribute only a fraction of the state's cattle production.
However, if we take a look at hogs or eggs, we see nearly the opposite, where these Hutterite communities in this particular study make up over 90% of the state output in the area of hogs and eggs. And you'll notice there's other areas like grain, 7%, not a large percentage, but that's still a very sizable component of the state production. And then dairy, we have about a third of the dairy production statewide coming from the Hutterite colonies.
The Haver Herald reported last summer that former state representative Bob Sievertson tried to rally support for a boycott of Hutterite products. Sievertson and other local farmers say the sect has unfair tax advantages over other Montana family farms, accusations the Hutterites and their supporters deny. In fact, the Herald reported that local Hutterite colonies are among the biggest real property taxpayers on the High Line. The researchers who conducted the new survey say that controversy had no influence on their report commissioned by the Great Falls-based law firm of Church, Harris, Johnson & Williams. That firm represents about 40 Hutterite communities in north-central Montana. In a press release announcing the study results, the firm's Ron Nelson was quoted as saying, "We saw the need to obtain an objective understanding and quantification of the Hutterite community's economic contributions to their communities and the state," end quote. The full report can be found on our website at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.